Oral arguments are waived by Mr. Porterfield. Case is submitted. You will be advised of our opinion. Next case is 04-1130, Disciplinary Counsel versus Charles D. Cotton. Mr. Berger.
Thank you, Your Honor. May it please the Court, Robert Berger for the Office of Disciplinary Counsel. In light of the fact that the respondent appellant, Charles Cotton, is incarcerated and not present today, I don't plan on making an oral argument today, but I am present to answer any questions that this court may have.
Is he any good?
I beg your pardon?
Is he any good in his advice? Sometimes these jailhouse lawyers come up with some pretty darn good briefs.
I did not attempt to follow up on his pleadings to determine whether or not they were effective or not.
I see he wants to be able to take the bar exam while he's in prison. That's the worthy
yes,
goal,
he has
I guess.
Requested that.
Do you oppose that?
In our response, I just pointed out that it's outside of the scope of this particular proceeding.
Counsel, what
and it'd solve all these problems, though, wouldn't it?
I'm kidding. Counsel, what's the next step if Mr. Cotton does not cease and desist here?
It's my understanding in speaking with the officials at the prison, if this court issues an order that he cease practicing law, they would use that to enforce disallowing him from offering services to other inmates.
And if he decides that he's not going to obey that, are we looking at the prison taking sanctions against him internally, or are we going to be back here with some kind of contempt?
I
mean, what more can we do? The man's in prison. And I
sure.
guess I'm, you know, is this futile?
Honor. Certainly, Your Honor. I obviously cannot speak for the prison, but it's my understanding, and speaking with the officials there, that they would utilize a court order to enforce internal discipline if he continued with his practices. You will note in his objections, he does state that he has ceased
I know.
The practice.
I read that. But
I don't know whether that's true or not. Based upon his deposition, he was vehement at his deposition, which is a part of the record, that
right.
he was allowed to do this.
Thank you, Mr. Berger.
Thank you.
That case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.